You know we're a million miles apart. But you know something? We can enjoy the sunshine and the weather. So why don't we put our differences aside and just talk to each other?
The kings of the world are growing old, and they shall have no inheritors. Their sons died while they were boys, and their neurasthenic daughters abandoned the sick crown to the mob.
As we had been told originally, long ago, to do, I kept my commission.
And who am I? I don't know. Maybe you're Goat. Goat? Maybe you're Mudface. Who's Mudface? Mudface is the mud in your goat face.
Derler bayanlar, merdivenle kayanlar, istedi bilenler, tere yolu yiyenler, rap kama fiziz, Çin işi, Japon işi, bir Türk kızı Japon işi, karşınızda sultana ben Deniz, bal kaymak misali tal, veririm sizlere sözle, Türk kızları gözde, dost dillerinde, kubbet illerinde, ekmeğine tereyağı, kama kadayıfna, hip hop çığında, tadım damağında, kaymaklı ballı, tereyağlı lokma, ağzına sakın başka bir şey sokma, Turkish diller bayanlar,
visions, omens, hallucinations, miracles, ecstasies gone down the American River.
Planetary point of view, what has happened is an enzyme system called the human species was deputized into an information gathering mode sent out as a kind of prodigal subsystem, a kind of episome of the social environment.
Reality on the ground.
One mind there is, but under it two principles contend. Two, the mind lets in the light, then the dark, in interaction. So time is generated. At the end, mind awards victory to the light.
No more.
No, I'm making time.
How one can really be a conservative in a situation in which history itself has become sort of a dubious entity.
Time between suns, I held the stale overcoat, sliding between light and shadow. Muttering in the dogs of unfamiliar score. Across the wounded galaxies we intersect.
To suggest that our entire physical universe is the secondary byproduct of a primal information, or, to put it in more magically acceptable terms, in the beginning, there was the Word.
The kings of the world are growing old, and they shall have no inheritors. Their sons died while they were boys, and their neurasthenic daughters abandoned the sick crown to the mob.
The Buddha is in the park. Siddhartha sleeps, but is going to awaken.
There ain't no difference between a flying saucer and a time machine. People get so hung up on specifics, miss out on seeing the whole thing.
Actually, we understand the insides of our heads. And even then, only very poorly. Our perceptions. We mistake that for reality.
Series of successive linguistic declensions. That's what it was. I mean, this begins to sound almost biblical, because what we're saying is there's a fall, and the fall is somehow related to a confusion of languages, not one from another, but from the object of experience.
You realize something. There had to be a time when there was no people, right? Yeah, I guess. Well, where did all these people come from? I'll tell you where. The future. Where'd all these people disappear to?
The past.
That's right. And how'd they get there?
How the fuck do I know?
Flying saucers. Which are really... Yeah, you got it. Time machines.
We hypostatize information into objects. Rearrangement of objects is change in the content of the information. The message has changed. This is a language which we have lost the ability to read. We ourselves are a part of this language.
Shit and death is everywhere. I'll call you back, she said.
In the course of a day, you know, I live, and you live, to some degree, the entirety of global civilization. I mean, Rome falls, algebra is discovered, the Turks are beating at the gates of Vienna, and it isn't even 11 a.m. yet, you know?
The symbols of the divine show up in our world initially at the trash stratum, or so I told myself. Kevin had expressed this thought. The divine intrudes where you least expect it.
Mysteries have no relationship whatsoever to unsolved problems.
Was put your best to a metamorphosis. Heavy slaving in my dungeon while I'm eating sulfur. So bitch, wait. I'm watching pornos with roams. We analyze for the astral black shit. Madlib got the grass to hit, so we get lit. We commence the astral traveling, grabbing up skin, so we can play a game.
Guttenmorg, with his Cro-Magnon charter, expounds by mythic gloss the fact that writing meant the emergence of the caveman, or sacral man, from the audio world of simultaneous resonance into the profane world of daylight.
Blaze, trapped somewhere between feeling, prisoner in love, not what she meant. Gilded cages, some birds meant to fly. Spaces of walls, only walls hear her pleas.
The colonel decides to make his own time.
We are moving backward in time. The universe, in fact, is contracting into a unitary entity which is completing itself. Decay and disorder are seen by us in reverse as increasing. These healers learned to move forward in time, which is retrograde to us.
I'm with you in Rockland, where the faculties of the skull no longer admit the worms of the senses.
Changes in us are changes in the content of the information. We ourselves are information rich. Information enters us, is processed, and is then projected outward once more, now in an altered form.
Come hear it! It's gonna get you! It's gonna get you! It's gonna get you!
That the wake of human progress can disappear again into the night of sacral or auditory man. The thin cycle of tribal institutions can return in the electric age, but if again, then let's make it awake, or awake.
We do not even know what we are, let alone what the outer reality is of which we are parts. The origin of the word idiot is the word private. Each of us has become private, and no longer shares the common thought of the brain, except at a subliminal level.
Oh, my love.
内の形が維持できません。
ガフの部屋が開く。世界の始まりと終局の扉がついに開いてしまうか。
I'm with you in Rockland, where the faculties of the skull no longer admit the worms of the senses.
Till now, we have been concerned mostly with the written word as it transfers or translates the audio-tactile space of sacral non-literate man into the visual space of civilized or literate or profane man. Once this transfer or metamorphosis occurs, we are soon in the world of books, scribal or typographic.
Come on, read my future for me.
You haven't got any.
What do you mean?
Your future is all used up. Why don't you go home?
You don't like your sister, don't you care a name of God? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just take her in your bosom and carry her home to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
14. The universe is information, and we are stationary in it, not three-dimensional and not in space or time. The information fed to us, we hypostatize into the phenomenal world.
Think I'd like to take myself to heaven. I've been there many times.
I'm making time.
Purpose bedtime story, in fact. Some trillions of years ago, a sloppy, dirty giant flicked grease from his fingers. One of those gobs of grease is our universe on its way to the floor. Splat!
Coming down, but it's alright.
Question. If control's control is absolute, why does control need to control?
Answer. Control needs time.
Question. Is control controlled by its need to control?
Answer. Yes.
We do not even know what we are, let alone what the outer reality is of which we are parts. The origin of the word idiot is the word private. Each of us has become private, and no longer shares the common thought of the brain, except at a subliminal level.
This train don't carry no backsliders.
This train
Jaja children, this train, it is bound to glory. Oh, right now.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, sometimes why? Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. Nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain.
Was anybody else but mine? Anybody else but mine? She can't cook, she can't love, and she ain't worth a dime. Lord, I wish that woman was anybody else but mine. Face like a child.
Subterrane Magazine's Lush Triumphant Literary Contest features three categories, $3,000 worth of cash prizes, but only one deadline. Visit subterrane.ca for full details. Don't forget, purchase a two-year Subterrane Magazine subscription from subterrane.ca before January 19th and receive a free issue plus a limited edition Sub-Tea coffee mug. Anvil Press is proud to support CITR's involvement in 24 hours of radio art. Tuesday, January 24th at 11 a.m. at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. We were there when jazz was invented, with writer and saxophone player Joy Harjo of the Creek Nation. We Were There When Jazz Was Invented is free and open to the public. The Chan Center for the Performing Arts is pleased to support CITR's involvement in 24 hours of radio art.
Bienvenue. It is 12:20. You are listening to 101.9 CITR. CITR. I think I already said that. What you just heard was a sampling mashup. One of my friends back east, Ben Jamin, had sent me a couple years ago, and it's just like a mass conglomeration. I thought it was very appropriate to play for Art's birthday. In Lea of Art's birthday, we got a special show ahead of you, spoken, lots of speaking, poetry, soundscapes, music, chanting, whole nine yards. Stay tuned and enjoy.
very curious.
Very merry and birthday.
A very merry and birthday. A very merry and birthday to us.
Wandering star, wandering heart, freshen up sister beneath blood-torn sunset, rage landscapes, hands of Zeus, thunder charges, electrons and covalences, recharging, we spill blood, hunt for prey, she'll spill your soul if you allow her to. Walk out on water, bathe in a moonlit glow. Matter has strung our flesh out over networks, layers of organs. Still, luminescent, bathe in a sun of light. Planets, systems revolving, set apart, torn together, evolving. Essence and aura, always changing. Hours, hours, changing. Loved, we swept under the carpet, shit on the rug so the flies can be fed and eat something other than corpses. But shit is also dead. We're dreaming in technicolors, dreaming in technicolors, dreaming in technicolors. Danger, danger, be wary of leopards. Skin bare for grisly rugs to hug our bodies overnight. Splendid woman, why do you deny me my hunger? Angry ghosts are buried inside of me. Find the world. Everything is precisely and completely linked, voided, circular, concentric, eccentric folk that dream up a world where gods don't matter and our greatest sin is we simply love one another too much. She'll steal your soul if you let her. Unbelievable that you would bury her. Bells toll outside the golden marble towers. Pyres are burning out on the water. Bathe rivers, bathe in filthy stench of our lovers' bodies. Fumbled carelessly, swoop, swoop out over the waters. All winds overblowing our minds and way over. 'Twas a late stumble, fumble out the door. A blow to the cerebral stomach. For God's sake, I just want touch. Autis cathartic. Let all the shit and toxins out of ya. Sweet, sweet crescendoing battles of soft whispers, petals, petals, and piano keys.
Oh, we got lots of sound. Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 24 hours of radio art on CITR 101.9. It's good to have you with us. Thank you very much. Metal hands across bread dust millennia. 797. Come down from the integral lands. Must be Portuguese buns. Sands of globe compression chambers, pots and pans on the crimson walls. The gas makes a home of this place. Hands come together landing, metal fingers between the earth's belt crust. Hands making bread together, compressing the glass fiber optics. The crimson flash, pan out to the mathematical smoke. This home has come down. The globe, a design for mourning. The time flakes are subsidized and put together. Spilling the body, the hands let go. The compensating factors of the fingers. Whether on metal strings or skin crusts of bound lands. The integral belts in a chamber piss pot. The pandemonium of a thousand inbred flashes. A home from two parts oxygen and compensated with glass hands. Across fibers intersected by a flame word. Word making bread, the optic body together, torn compressions of aging millennia, metal flakes in the milk soup, nipple like a crimson sore, the belt line of hydrogen religion. Whenever the animals of the globe stars fold into the spilling gas, the smokes of pots and pans cooking the hourglass, comrades in bread alliance, metal school religion. The smoke follows the home of the integral showmanship. Let the words body flow in the gasless factor, the fingers of torn crimson walls that make a home, that chambermaid sleeping, a high metal piss across the belt globe, a morning in the evening flakes. All it takes is mathematical smoke, a design is reassured, and hands come together again compressing. The maid is out on the sands and banks for $3.50, a metal belt for the religion of fire cooking, fingers and sands panning across interstellar millennia, the time and its flaky counterparts. A nipple makes a home of this place, a crimson wall with spilling bread, Portuguese buns, sand in my teeth, the whole void of integral design, the torn metal stocking and the flint crossing. Across dust wing sparks, a maid of a thousand inbred flashes, the animals in the belt cooking, the pans of meaty religion, the calm word of sands blowing, the flashy optics of the body in the globe, the dust oxygen of glass masks, the dungeon of spilling flakes, metal suffering in milky soup, comrades in cooking a lion's go down to the piss pots of oxygen compressing fiber, and school of flames on strings, the crimson flash, the metal moon, hands compensating together the put-together banks, heavy doors in the lands of earth, the chambermaid is meaty in the design, and the cooking of evening words, alliance of dust, gamut, the flashes of meals on the crimson walls, set the teeth into integral flames, nipple in metal milk, the sands of compressed globes, interstellar avoidance, the putting together of bread, the putting together of bread hands across millennium, the Portuguese buns on the moon, the banks of metal time, the oxygen of plastic fingers, come up to the dust belts and alliance globes, teeth and sand compressing the comrades and optic body flows, the whole void of flames like a mathematical skin and crust torn in the animal alliance, the whole of body smoke, the high spilling of digit banks, zodiacal dust in the crimson walls, hands that blow on the moon, the chamber of strings dangling teeth, Portuguese buns to get through the millennia, all it takes is smoke, the gasless factor of compensating hands, the gasless factor of compressing hands, do you want the torn stockings, the dungeon spilling in oxygen masks, the fiberplastic integral kid, banking on the shores of globe smoke, the horizon of bread dust, flaky counterparts in religious flame dust, and the horizontal high metal gamut of milk soup, a flint spark finger measurement, the walls of pots and pans and hydrogen lands where all it takes is the spilling bread hands, compressing the zodiacal dust, nipple religions, calm words, come up to the banks of metal time, the evening is interstellar avoidance, meals on the moon in chamber pots, cooking the sands of comrade design, flames of strings in the bread alliance of hands, the flashes of optics in the dust, body like the sand, the metal stocking torn spilling by a finger, the glass religions, globes blown flashes of crimson, a measurement of integral dust hands, the sparks of put together flashes on the compressed moon, the mathematical alliance that takes the smoke on the shores, the horizontal drift, the gamut of dangling pots and pans in the hydrogen fingers of bread dust, the flames of metal teeth torn design across spilling flakes of optic smoke, the drift towards the gasless factor, an interstellar dungeon of the time banks, the torn measurement in the millennia of bread dust hands.
Check out DIM Cinema each month at Pacific Cinema Tech for moving image art and cinematic experiments featuring Canadian and international artists. Next Monday, January 23rd at 7:30 p.m., Jonas Mikas's Reminiscences of a Journey to Lithuania. Visit cinematech.bc.ca/DIM for more information. The Pacific Cinema Tech is pleased to support CITR's involvement in 24 hours of radio art.
Wondering why there's no love
reassembling words of antiquity. To be disposed of upon death, physical frame, corpuscule vessel, corpse vesicular, nails, teeth, toes, eyes, ears, nose, and the soul floats into Hades' willowy undergroves. Let the weeping be, there are none to weep for me, for it is a silly cost, although my body is gone and lost, it is soul that is freed from adversity. At last, final curtain call, where it is only the grim judge and the reaper who will know me. Clay puppets entangled in klesas. There's a man that looks like a man, and he's muttering under his breath, if there's gonna be a revolution, then by God, I'll fight it with my soul. And he's choking in his suit, stiff collar and buttons tied down by his boots. Every breath he takes, he believes to be his last, in an eternally empty bucket of pain. He dies on the bench in a hurry, hoping to decompose before it rains. The finale. A young nude man walks up to the window pane and looks. The building adjacent from him was near identical. The complexes of the two buildings separated by a narrow alley where bums often scoured the ground after dark for empty beer bottles and tin cans. He could see an elderly man across the way, peering back at his nakedness. The boy approached the large window and pressed his hands up on the glass. He then began swinging his pelvic around wildly, letting his limp member slap and smack against the glass. He howled with manic laughter. How do you like that, old man? The elderly man across the street gasped, clutched his hands to his heart, gasped for his last breath, and collapses. The young nude man walks away from the window pane and laughs into the night.
Hydrosonic. Well, I am not amidst the pyramids and Coptic lingo anymore. I found the green waters and an old friend on the shore. Well, I open her cage, and her perfume rises, filling a natural proximity. I take a piece of her and I smell it. I look at it curiously, hungrily. She wants me to tear her apart and set her ablaze, to let her opaque essences weave a Fibonacci maze. Why, she'll take you and you will obey, and she'll ache you and you will pray. She'll give you the little death,
'cause she mostly comes on loaded. Crystal explosions, annihilation. Sometimes she goes loaded into the glass blown bowls. Or she can be pulverized and twisted up between some dry pulp. She'll burn like a lamp and she'll burn like a wand. She's flexible like that. Mary.
Oh, Mary.
They have forgotten your green dress. They have forgotten that it is your skin that you wear. For the spiritualist will pay any price for your smoky, solid foundation that's exhaled by some patient holy man who's eagerly protecting the blood-red baptismal bong water. Then he experiences contorted twists of the neck and silver stars spraying on his visual cortex. And they are tiny desert pyramids twirling, too. All bypassing the optics and the Coptic lingo.
Anyway, Juana, you are gracious and by my side. Amongst the sands of time, you remain to be ever formed. And my scorn you'll scratch out of my head like a mutt. Cause I was born out of the dark green marsh madness. And I know your color, your crystal geometry explosions. At the end of the night, you escort me to bed. I'm all pasty and dazed. A crazed fiend for sleep. Annihilation. Oh yes, you give me the little death. The tetrahydrocannabinol shot. Some fools just grab you like a whore and claim to know how to smoke pot.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two? Well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids.
Maureen McCormick.
Christopher Knight.
Eve Plum.
Mike Lookinland.
Susan Olsen.
And me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
Satan! Satan! Satan!
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9.
Illiterate. Who will weave words withered whimsically? One ornament of Osiris, originally orgasmic. Pink-petaled, puckered, pine-pipe pilgrim. Bearing but bones by blue bohemian barracks. Five finds fate fearlessly and frequently forgetting forcefully. The target taints tranquil transitions, trajectory, time, tasting tabernacle. Embracing encompassed eels, electrifying evergreen embryos. Articulate arrangements, adhesive attention awaits. Zulu zygote zombie zoo. Zulu zygote zombie zoo. I said Zulu zygote zombie zoo. Pertaining? Partially pulling patterns, pulsing Piccadilly prunes. Rings regretting rhetoric, revolutionary red rhombus. Noah neglected nearly nothing. Noah neglected nearly nothing. Calypso cylinder coagulates comprehensive cooperations containing creed covered carelessly, comfortably. Qualitative Kabbalistic questions, quack quintessence. Yearly yeast yearningly yielding yolk yellow yarn. Yearly yeast yearningly yielding yolk yellow yarn. Snake symbolism slithering symptoms, saintly subordinate, suckling species, sarcastically speaking signs, solving Siamese separation. Dogmatic directions dictating delirium, deliberately donning doom dances. Deliberately donning doom dances! The end.
It's a beastly type of hell, the way sleep denies her peace. It's not in time to waste anger, cause you always told me it's been that way. It's not in time to waste haste, cause one never forgets how a first love tastes. It's not in time to waste regret, cause we always prefer something harder to get. And it was Anteros, not Aphrodite, summoned from the sea, all the while Eros fell for Psyche's insurmountable beauty. And 'twas Nyx that spawned Thanatos and led her cold, dead hands out to me. He is crawling under my skin, and I am crawling under him with anger and caged wings. An angel is pierced, caved, spin weightless into bare-bone escapades. What beastly creature chased as we ran frightened through the thickets, fleeting back, looking only in haste, scrambling blindly through the prickles, sleep amidst howling hyenas, laughter lapping at their tongues, hungry to tear apart flesh and meaning, skin in which you belong. I have tasted my own blood and smelled its crimson trails, fangs sunk through flesh, bites a serpent, only poison to be sucked out by a cooing dove. And it is beauty, is your earthly beast, three-pronged flaming tail. Taste cream of its loving teat, for beauty is your earthly beast in all her fantasies that never fail. After dreaming comes perceiving, full root of misbelieving, make love into a feast, for beauty is your earthly beast.
Even though I truly could die today, I'm on a march of the ballet, brother. Day. Jano, but what? I and I do. Don't deal with violence. I and I is peace or rasta man. I don't steal, cheat. No, see it. I myself. Selassie, I continually. No matter what the weak heart say.
CITR 101.9 FM. What you're hearing right now is called Habanero Rhythm by Chief Strategist from Montreal, also known as Danakar. These are his hits, his beats we're rolling with. We got Ilya freestyling some poetry. I guess it's not freestyle, but when you write, it's like free association. I'm Nyx, reading some freaky... Yeah, you are.
Told you.
Freaky stuff. We got more. We got more. So, keep your dial locked. Art's birthday. Merry on birthday to Art out there.
Oh oui! Oh oui! Oh oui!
Yes, us. Oh, we. Yes, us. Slow trees we grow. I'll be laughing far ages, crying privately, and carrying the Trotsky shakes raw that have communicated us the idiot prizes so sought for in the solence of the soulless Solaris of our people. Draw your swords and swear death and life at the same time, but not now, and no practicing on the Samians, because that'll transform the color of Russian shishkas. It's the seed of the Pinus that sits like a 3-4-5 triangle in an eddy at about 36.6 degrees Celsius. I recommend marking it and making it the trisector of dreams and good sex. Then in due rounds, apply the non-locality of the cat power. Alright, that's enough. I'm a rotten one to no one. I'm a router. I'm a rotting rotter. I'm the rancid boon of Tsar Bean's deeds. The fishy fiesta bliss that meant nothing to those concerned with marshy establishments. I was once Corrine Elect, and had a maid who divided up my master's semen and then franchised it to fit over and into fruit cups and facial creams. Because we got to press our noses into that sucker shit and then back to the earth, the sounding gong of the self-bell cymaticizes us a poor display, and somehow by this, the master is pocket-rich and starving on his pleading knees for love. Well, our striving poets are filled in the belly with the bread of death. Omnipotent abysses, handshakes, and screws you up real good. Creams and stings while scheming microphoton displacements that you could hardly hear at the time. He likes bikes and how you break the bread and dip it into our bitter, bleeding destiny. Scrying into what looks like a bowl that leaks like a mirage, Miss Sage Salo is verily perfumed like the cat pissing itself. Bring the waters together. So if we take St. Paul, for example, having signed a contract with Jesus, he Peter nailed with thunderbolts a simple plain vow. Shamed woe, shamed woe. On this dear traditional cushion day, they come on like derangements. Don't blame him for spilling your rye rum guts and bringing you down to your toffee coffin where they'll pull your lungs out. Why, he forgave and forgot the expedient almighty that awed him right out of his sight and ran programming gamers and grew picture game frame framers farmers out of their varnished seeds. The fact that ridicule still persists for centuries makes him an even stronger spiritualist experimenting with mercury in the blood. Too much, till soon then. His fission feckles are rainbowed and cunning, with fractures to keep his flaws from forming when he wins over the endeavored cadavers and pinned smiles.
I have seen you in the saloon of dreams, cutting air. You become paper thin, nearly invisible. And when I wake up and try to recall, all I remember is a woman, her callous fingers holding a strawberry. This, she says, is the heart of the creator. It pulses. The woman reveals her hidden face buried in a tattered robe, directs her hands to the sea. She screams, "Look, the tides are coming in. See how the moon switches spots with the sea, trades in her craters for ocean swells, dresses herself in rings of algae. Just go, just go, just ride. The tide's coming in." And I wake up. I wake up in a strange place. I wake up on a beach. I wake up in a strange bed to find a lover's arms wrapped firmly around my head. I wake up in a strange place. I wake up on a beach, pulling out grains of sand from between our teeth, barnacles bleeding beneath our feet, bruising our ankles and crashing waves, walking out through the sea. I wake up in a strange place. I wake up in a beach. I wake up in a strange place. I wake up in an ex-lover's bed whose arms are wrapped so firmly around my head. And he's like, "It's hard to be with you, darling." And I'm like, "No shit, because it's hard to be with you, darling. Not like the moon tied up in the sky. And oh, the night would have had quite a falling if all the stars were to collide. Do you think about it anymore, of the sea and of the shore, of the things you'd never know for sure? Has your lover left you breathless? Is beauty really that effortless? Oh, joy, a double water ahead. My body is a pool for him to lay ahead. Some foes keep returning. Some flames never go out. If all this was certain, we would never luck out. Some said it was coming. Others said no need to look. For all this is an illusion, no more than a long tale in a book.
As I walk through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known.